Yeah, you know, we showed him some clips from the past, you know, a kind of a highlight film of games from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, you know, the fights, you know, the intensity. So I think they have a feel for it. You know, you never really know until you've actually played somebody for the first time what it means to really, you know, make them your rival or have that rivalry in place. But we educated our guys on the background, and they'll be fired up. It'll be a great environment. It'll be my first time, you know, in this arena, but I do understand the hatred that can come from some of these rivalries just from when I was in Toronto and we played Hamilton. And so those are great games. There's an edge to them, and we're excited to play.
You probably saw the 2003 talking about fights, the big brawl after Ricky Ray was tossed over the bench, and that led to a helmet toss. We won't talk about that, but was there any other highlight that kind of really stuck in your mind when you saw all those clips of this Labor Day Classic?
Yeah, the helmet toss was a great one. You know, so that and Winston and I, you know, watched when he was a player, and he had a big return right before the half. And there were some words that were had been said pregame, and I won't share those words. They weren't kind words, but Calgary said some things to him. And right before the half, Winston had a big return, and the teams are going into the locker room. And the next thing you know, both teams are out of the locker room, and so some more, you know, not so kind words were said to one another, and that's just part of the game. But you know, we're excited, and you know, we'll take it to the edge. But you know, at the same time, we've got to be smart and you know, stay in the moment.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think French fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.